Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get to some phone calls here before we start ranking our top duos throughout the NBA. Let's start it off with John in Norton. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. So I think the whole idea of bringing Kevin Durant in is bad for a number of reasons. He's no saint. Let's not forget, before the season started, he threatened to request a trade if they didn't get rid of Steve Nash and the general manager. So, you know, you bring him in, and what if he doesn't like Joe Mazzulla? I mean, the guy is...
Then you fire Joe Mazzulla.
He's not Kyrie, okay? But he's only a couple of steps below in terms of being potentially disruptive to the team. And that was before the season. I think if you look at what Jaylen Brown is now to before the season, he's improved dramatically, okay? He's younger. He's going to play 70 games out of 82 versus Durant playing 55 and 60. And then you're going to piss off Tatum, I think, by bringing Durant into...
False!
Whoa, whoa,
false!
Whoa, whoa.
That's the most false thing ever.
Come on.
So Jaylen and
they
Kyrie...
They love each other.
Jaylen and Kyrie worked out together all offseason, as did Tatum and Durant. In fact, I had trouble finding video. Arkan, how often during the summer were we talking about this? Have I seen any video of Tatum and Jaylen working out? No, I have not.
I didn't see any.
I saw Tatum at Kevin Durant's big premiere of whatever his show on Showtime is that he was pumping up. I saw the two of them together. Like, I saw them together. That would not bother Tatum at all. I think if you're ever going to make this deal, a big driving force would be Jason Tatum wanting somebody else to take the pressure off of him. And as good as Jaylen Brown is, and I've been so wrong about Jaylen so many times, and maybe this is just the latest, Mego. As good as Jaylen is, Kevin Durant is somebody who has been a Finals MVP, knows what it takes to win a championship. Oh, he rode the coattails of Steph Curry. Fine, he rode the coattails of Steph Curry. He'd be 1A and 1B with Tatum, and this is a guy who's been there and done that and could take some pressure off Tatum. I could see Tatum being one of the driving forces for this.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. It's Tatum's team. Don't take the identity away from that. I don't think that's a real argument against this. To me, the argument, like my argument on this, and I want to get to the first part of that caller's argument because I really don't like it. Okay, what did Durant do that pissed everybody off so much? I'm not talking about people in Oklahoma.
I think he requested. He left OKC.
People were pissed off that he left OKC.
Then he teamed
after
up with a super
decade.
Team. He teamed up with a super team.
He lived in Oklahoma City for a decade.
But it was advocating for trading for Durant.
He played with Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
I'm advocating for trading for Durant, but it was just a spineless wuss move to go team up with Golden State after you lost
to him. Live in the Bay. Like, I don't have that big
that,
of a, pro- I don't have
a
that big
there
of a problem with
buy
that.
Buy a home there in the offseason.
You can call him a cupcake. You can say he's sensitive. That's fine. And then he made this, to me, the worst mistake that he made was teaming up with Kyrie. And for some reason, I don't even make that really a Kevin Durant issue because everybody in this league has your same blind spot. Players in this league,
I know, we like good
love,
we like good players. Yeah,
love
I know.
Kyrie Irving.
What a stupid blind spot
they
I have.
Love
we
Kyrie
we
Irving.
Like talented players.
You're stupid if you're teaming up with him at this point. I don't know how you can argue against that. So, and then Kevin Durant turns around last summer and threatens to request a trade out. Wouldn't you after what happened in those playoffs? Like I just can't buy that Kevin Durant has some like terrible character problem or something, or that he's going to come in and be rotten in the locker room. I don't like that argument. I will never agree with any part of that argument unless something crazy comes out in the news with him getting arrested for something horrendous or something.
Yep.
You can say you don't agree with his career choices, but I don't agree with a lot of people's career choices. And I'm like, it doesn't make them bad person to have in the locker room.
Just quickly on Jaylen Brown, games played. They're not as good as that caller made it out to be. Last 4 years, 57, 58, 66, 47 thus far this year. He's already missed time. He missed the whole playoff run, by the way, in 2021. And, Arkan, he's not under contract. Durant is under contract. That should be a check mark for Durant, not for Jaylen.
In the sense that if you think it's a good deal, you know, like he is under contract. It's a lot of money. It's almost max money for a guy who's 34.
But you don't know that you're keeping Jalen.
You don't know that you're keeping him. That's true.
You probably are,
but you don't know that.
Right. But also think about this. He's under contract with Brooklyn, and he's forcing his way. You know what I mean? Like, who's to say he won't do that with the Celtics?
Fair.
I do think Jaylen Brown has, at the very least, a financial incentive to want to stick around here and re-sign and get the Supermax, especially if he makes All-NBA this year, which I think he will. I think he'll make All-NBA this year. I think he's been perfect lined up for it. I definitely think so. Maybe not the first team, but he'll be on one of them, I think. And that's a big financial sweetener for him. So, I don't know. I like Durant, obviously. Durant's having a better year right now than Jaylen Brown is.
Yeah,
good as Brown is, he's a better player. But I do think that the difference is becoming more and more negligible. You know, it's not a sure thing anymore.
That's fair. Yeah. And really what you're paying for to me is the reliability of big games versus Jaylen. You know, Durant's a killer in some of those games. I'm not saying Jaylen can't be, but Durant's done it.
Jaylen was great in the finals when Tatum wasn't.
That's a fair point. Yeah. He was turning it over every other time he touched the basketball, but he was better in the
Still
finals
is.
Than Tatum. Let's go to Bernie in Methuen. Go ahead, Bernie.
How you guys doing today?
Yeah.
Hey, Bernie.
I'm kind of with you guys as far as keeping Jaylen Brown compared to Durant.
So you're with
those
guys.
You look at his age, the age comparison, the health comparison, and the defensive liability. You know, what I've seen is Jaylen Brown really improving on the defensive end, and his, you know, the max deal that he could get. I think he'd rather stay here than go anywhere else because we can give him more money than any other team.
Bernie, what also can happen is he could get his deal and then still force his way out, like Durant's doing, like other stars have done. So just because he signs the deal doesn't keep him here. But the Celtics can offer him more money. I wouldn't shortchange Durant on his defense. I think Durant's pretty good defensively.
I think so, too, yeah.
But he's, you know, and pot meat kettle, but he's thin. He's light. And so, you know, that is where he can get bullied around a little bit. But I tend to think that Durant's actually pretty good defensively.
Yeah, I think he's fine. And again, I don't think that this team is constructed exactly the way that last year's team was, where you couldn't have a guy out there that was a little bit weaker defensively. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
Last year's team, everything relied so heavily on that switch defense that Udoka was running. I just feel like it comes down to, are you taking a short-term lease and thinking that you are almost guaranteed a championship, or are you making a longer-term bet?
That's a dangerous thing to say.
You're saying.
I thought you were saying if you're taking
a short-term lease on Durant.
I thought you meant that they were almost guaranteed one now.
I'm spitting your argument back to you, and you're disagreeing with it.
No, no, no. I thought you were saying they were almost guaranteed one now.
With Durant,
I think
almost
guaranteed. You have a better chance than what you have now with Durant, yes.
Or looking at the next 5 years, potentially, with Jaylen Brown signing a contract, staying here, and maybe getting more. And maybe also just getting one, or maybe getting none in either scenario. It's just where you think the odds are. And for me, I think the odds are better to stick with this, continue to further develop it, because the other thing, it's so rare to have two of these players come up through your system like this.
I would just put more weight on now. I'm not worried about 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. I'm worried about now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.